Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Today we're going to learn about run-ons and fragments. Are you ready? Let's begin. Understanding run-ons and fragments. What are run-ons and fragments? In writing, sentences are the building blocks that convey complete thoughts. However, sometimes sentences can be improperly constructed, leading to run-ons and fragments. Run-ons. Run-on sentences occur when two or more independent clauses are joined together without the correct punctuation or conjunction. This results in a long, confusing sentence that needs to be separated for clarity. Example of a run-on sentence: I wanted to go to the movies, she preferred to stay home. Fragments. Fragments, on the other hand, are incomplete sentences that are missing either a subject, a verb, or a complete thought. Fragments can confuse the reader as they do not express a full idea on their own. Example of a fragment: because she was tired. Incomplete thought without a main clause. Correcting run-ons and fragments. How to fix run-ons. Use a period, separate the independent clauses into two sentences. Use a comma and a coordinating conjunction, connect the clauses with a comma and a coordinating conjunction like and, but, or so. Use a semicolon, join the clauses with a semicolon if they are closely related. How to fix fragments. Add missing elements, identify what is missing, subject, verb, or complete thought, and revise the fragment to form a complete sentence. Combine with another sentence. Sometimes fragments can be combined with another sentence to create a complete thought. Recognizing run-ons and fragments. Identifying run-ons. To spot run-ons, look for long sentences that could be separated into two or more complete sentences. Check for missing punctuation or conjunctions. Identifying fragments. Fragments are usually short phrases that lack a subject, a verb, or do not express a complete idea. They may seem like a part of a sentence but don't stand alone. Here are some examples of run-ons and fragments to help further illustrate the concept. Examples of run-ons. Run-on sentence: the sun was shining brightly, it was a perfect day for a picnic. Run-on sentence: Sarah wanted to go shopping, her friends preferred to stay home. Run-on sentence: John finished his homework, he went out to play with his dog. Run-on sentence: the movie was exciting, the ending was a bit disappointing. Examples of fragments. Fragment: after the storm. Fragment: eating ice cream on a hot day. Fragment: due to his absence. Fragment: running late for the meeting. These examples should give you a clearer understanding of how run-ons and fragments can appear in writing. Let's correct the examples of run-on sentences and fragments provided earlier. Correcting run-on sentences. Run-on sentence: the sun was shining brightly, it was a perfect day for a picnic. Correction: the sun was shining brightly. It was a perfect day for a picnic. Run-on sentence: Sarah wanted to go shopping, her friends preferred to stay home. Correction, Sarah wanted to go shopping, but her friends preferred to stay home. Run-on sentence, John finished his homework, he went out to play with his dog. Correction, John finished his homework, and then he went out to play with his dog. Run-on sentence, the movie was exciting, the ending was a bit disappointing. Correction, the movie was exciting, but the ending was a bit disappointing. Correcting fragments. Fragment, after the storm. Correction, after the storm passed, we saw a rainbow in the sky. Fragment, eating ice cream on a hot day. Correction, I love eating ice cream on a hot day because it helps me cool down. Fragment, due to his absence. Correction, due to his absence, the meeting was rescheduled for next week. Fragment, running late for the meeting. Correction, I was running late for the meeting, but I made it just in time. By correcting these examples, you can see how separating run-on sentences into distinct clauses and adding missing elements can turn fragments into complete sentences. Practice with more examples to further solidify your understanding of correcting run-ons and fragments. Here are some additional examples of run-on sentences and fragments for you to practice correcting. Run-on sentences. The dog barked loudly, she could be heard from across the street. We went to the beach, the weather was perfect for swimming. Emily studied for her exams, she felt prepared for the challenge. I need to buy groceries, milk, bread, and eggs. Tom likes playing soccer, his favorite team is Manchester United. Fragments. On a rainy day. Without her glasses. Went to the store to buy some fruit. Excited for the trip. In the middle of the night. Take a moment to identify whether each sentence is a run-on or a fragment, and then correct them accordingly. Here are some tips on how to effectively correct run-on sentences and fragments. Correcting run-on sentences. Use a period. If you have two independent clauses that can stand alone as separate sentences, use a period to separate them. Use a comma and a coordinating conjunction. Connect two independent clauses with a comma and a coordinating conjunction, and, but, or, so, for, nor, yet, to clarify the relationship between the ideas. Use a semicolon. If the independent clauses are closely related, you can join them with a semicolon instead of a period. Correcting fragments. Add missing elements, identify what element, subject, verb, or complete thought is missing in the fragment and revise it to form a complete sentence. Combine with another sentence. Sometimes fragments can be combined with another sentence to create a complete thought. Consider how the fragment relates to the surrounding sentences and integrate it accordingly. By following these tips, you can effectively correct run-on sentences and fragments in your writing to improve clarity and coherence.
Pedro's Professional Success in the USA, Creative Stories Number 10. Once upon a time, there was a hard-working young man named Pedro from Peru. Pedro wanted to move to the United States to have a better life and be successful in the United States of America. Pedro's dream came true when he applied for the green card lottery and won it. Pedro said his goodbyes to his parents and friends in Peru and left for Southern California, USA. Pedro has been planning for this moment for over 5 years. He had worked overtime at a factory in Lima, Peru, to save money and be prepared for the move to the United States. He knew life was expensive in California and needed to find an inexpensive apartment, get a job, learn more English, and figure out his long-term career plans. He didn't want to work in a factory for all his life, as he has done in Lima, Peru. Pedro heard that Fullerton, in Orange County, California, had jobs and a community college and university, so he went there. When he arrived, Pedro took some time to explore Fullerton. He went to the beach, rode a bicycle, explored downtown Fullerton, and took in the sights and sounds of different Orange County, California areas. He found an inexpensive apartment, worked at a restaurant, and sent some money to his parents every month, but he found it difficult to save money for the future. Pedro was excited about starting a new life in the United States. He felt lucky that he could win the green card lottery and was sure he would succeed. Still, he knew that working at a restaurant to pay the bills wasn't enough. He wanted more. He wanted career success and financial independence. He made a list of what he wanted to achieve and what he needed to do to get there. Becoming more fluent in English was the first thing Pedro needed to become more successful and earn more money. He was working minimum wage at a Mexican restaurant as a dishwasher because he didn't understand or speak English very well and couldn't be a waiter, a cook, or a bartender, which paid much better because the restaurant manager knew Pedro couldn't communicate well with customers. So, Pedro went to Fullerton College to see if he could find a free English as a second language class. He was directed by a counselor to Wilshire Center, part of North Orange Community Education, where he was greeted by Violetta, who helped him register for a free English as a second language class. She told him about Maestro Cersei, a passionate teacher who could help him learn English. He used to work in the English as a second language center there for years, but was now teaching English online via the Virtual English as a Second Language Learning Center on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pedro was happy because he didn't work on Saturday mornings and afternoons. He had time to learn English and continue to go to work. Pedro started working with Maestro Cersei, who taught him lessons in American English speaking, listening, reading, and writing. At first, it was hard for Pedro to understand the directions, but with time, as he learned more vocabulary, he understood English much better. Pedro always volunteered to answer questions during his online synchronous Zoom class. Pedro collaborated with his colleagues online and did well in dialogues and conversation exercises. Soon, he could communicate well with his colleagues during class discussions. He was proud of himself for improving his English skills. He liked working with his colleagues online because they were fun and interesting people who encouraged him to study English and work hard. Maestro Cersei told Pedro to continue working on his English so that he could enroll in an electrician's assistant certificate program. The program was free, and some of Maestro Cersei's students from the past graduated from the program and got good-paying jobs. When he heard this, Pedro started thinking. He had always wanted to be an electrician, and now he could train and perhaps start his own business in the United States as an electrical contractor. Pedro was determined to learn English and be a success. He read books and watched movies about becoming a professional electrician. He listened to recordings of real electricians talking, to listen to what they did and how they communicated. He watched YouTube videos and learned from them. His parents encouraged him to keep studying English because they wanted him to have a good career and they wanted him to be able to communicate with his new American friends. They thought being fluent in English was an important skill for a Peruvian immigrant. Once Pedro became more fluent in English reading and writing, he started taking classes at Anaheim campus to complete the requirements to receive an electrician's assistant certificate. When he graduated from the program, he worked as an apprentice in a small company. Pedro felt proud that he was successful and doing well in life. He liked working on a construction site with his fellow apprentices and learning about electricity. He felt happy when he could earn more money and provide for his family financially. But, in his heart, he knew this was just the beginning. He needed the experience and knowledge to become an electrician, so he continued training and working hard. After years of training and honing his professional skills, Pedro took the electrical contractor's license exam and passed it with flying colors. He was happy and returned to the Mexican restaurant, where he first worked as a dishwasher to celebrate. The manager and staff at the restaurant recognized him and were amazed to hear how good his English was and that he was now an electrical contractor. He celebrated with them that night and felt proud of his accomplishments in the United States. The next step for Pedro was to start an official business. He went to City Hall in Santa Ana and applied for a business license. There was a lot of paperwork and documentation he needed to fill out, but now that his English was strong, it wasn't a problem for him. Next, Pedro bought a new work van and got it wrapped with his new business logo and telephone number. He bought lots of tools and materials and filled the van to be ready for customers. Finally, Pedro advertised his business on Google, in the newspaper, and flyers mailed throughout Orange County. He also hired a web designer to build a business website for him. All of this cost Pedro all his savings, but it was worth the investment for him to follow his dreams and have his own business. For the next week, Pedro patiently waited by the phone, waiting for customers to call. He knew that he was ready to start his business. He knew the experience, the training, the tools, and the materials to do anything that would be asked of him. One by one, customers started calling and scheduling appointments. Pedro got calls from homeowners and business owners, and soon his business picked up and was successful. He was so busy within a year that he hired two more electricians to help him with his many customers. Now that he was a successful business owner, Pedro counted his blessings and was grateful for all the opportunities he was given to be successful in the United States of America. He went back to Wilshire Center with a bouquet and thanked Violetta for helping him start learning English. He met with Maestro Cersei, his English teacher, at a fancy restaurant for lunch, shared his accomplishments with him, and thanked him for helping him become fluent in English. He regularly called and thanked his parents for raising him and sent them lots of monthly money to help them in their retirement. Pedro reached his American dream through dedication, focus, hard work, and determination. When he studied English, he did his best to learn and become fluent. When he studied to be an electrician, he put his whole being into his training, working hard and spending his free time researching and learning more about the profession. As a business owner, he treated his customers with respect and never overcharged them for his quality electrical work. This satisfied him and his fame for being an honest electrician. Pedro earned his success and was grateful to be in a country that allowed him to reach his dreams. Comprehension questions for Pedro's professional success in the USA. Creative Stories number 10A. One. Who is the main character in the story, and where is he originally from? 2. How did Pedro prepare for his move to the United States? 3. Why did Pedro decide to improve his English skills? 4. How did Pedro go about improving his English skills? 5. What career path did Pedro decide to pursue in the United States? 6. What were some of the steps Pedro took to start his own electrical contractor business? 7. What qualities and actions contributed to Pedro's success in achieving his American dream? Question 1. The main character is Pedro from Peru. Question 2. Pedro worked overtime and saved money while working at a factory in Lima, Peru, to prepare for his move to the United States. Question 3. Pedro wanted to become more successful, earn more money, and have a better career. Question 4. Pedro improved his English skills by taking free English as a second language classes. Question 5. Pedro pursued a career as an electrical contractor. Question 6. Pedro completed an electrician's assistant certificate program, took the license exam, and started his own business. Question 7. Pedro's dedication, hard work, focus, determination, honesty, and respect for customers contributed to his success in achieving his American dream.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts twice a week, on Sundays and Wednesdays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.